You have tablescapes, right? We mm-hmm. call them. Mm-hmm. You've changed your backdrops, did you, to your flowers?
Well, painting is, as you change, paintings change. Internally, I've changed. Thought-wise, thought process, what I'm trying to accomplish, what I think is more important now than then. Painting is a fluid thing. People would like for it not to be. Dealers would love for you to never change your style. Start with this, stay with that. They don't want to have to work hard, I'm telling you. They don't want to have to follow you and make their clients follow you. They want you to do the same thing. That first show, they wanted those same thing. That doesn't work.
Are there many different Pat Gordons in you?
Yeah.
When you look back on your early work, how do you see it? Are you proud of it? You say, oh, my.
Well, I don't ever see anything I think, just why did you let that out? Because I know that this stuff comes back to bite you. So every piece that goes out has to be good.
Your watercolors would feature flying pennies, yeah. Firecracker underwater, plastic Godzilla.
I find it's interesting what I find to paint. It's an odd combination of curiosities, beautiful, fine objects, and their relationship to each other in the painting. It's always, they're not painted just for the object. They're painted for their implication or the relationship it might have to another object in the painting.
So was there a time when you painted for the public, or did you paint?
I don't paint for the public.
Or did you
any
paint
day.
for you?
I only paint for me.
Your instinct.
I can't depend on them. That, my God, the public is the most mind-changing experience. I can't paint for them because their thoughts are changing all the time. They have to come to me.
But aren't there trends, buying trends?
I don't know. I don't look at that.
Where everybody's buying such
and
such.
Everybody's buying abstracts at this point. Well, you know, I don't make abstracts in that same sense. I think that there is a cultural change which has occurred that I think now is partially I'm beginning to wonder how much COVID has had to do with it. I see that there are trends, not that I'm very impressed with, but as culture changes, so does the artist, and so does the artist work. At the moment, I'm painting this. This is what I normally might paint.
You're pointing at flowers.
I'm pointing at a still life on the mantle.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the acknowledgement, I believe that artists are given this gift because we have insight different from most people. I think I was given a great gift for portraying concept, theory, meaning, albeit rather skewed because it's coming out of my head. But I think these are the paintings that are going to hold up, that are going to have social curiosity, that's going to have a certain staying power, an intuition about the subject I paint, the subjects that I paint. They are all symbols for other things. It's not just about beauty. It's not just about the shape of the object. It's the content of the object. It has value in itself. Make sense?
Yeah, I'm thinking you have obviously put a lot more thought into it than somebody who walks in and says, I'll buy that. They can't even begin to think the thought that you've just said.
But they don't have to. I do.
But they do get an appreciation for what they see, but not as deep as you would have for having done it.
Well, that's because I made it.
They should know what you just said about their painting.
Well, their paintings are important to me.
Yeah. Do you paint to sell because you just have to?
No. Oh, because I have to. Well, it's the only way I can make a living.
Yeah.
I don't want to teach.
No, no, you don't.
I quit 41 years ago, 42 years ago.
So, but that's instinct. You have to paint.
Oh, I have to paint. Literally, physically, I have to paint.
Right. So when you finish a painting...
I start another one.
You don't back off for a day or two and then come back?
No, hell, what am I going to do? I can't get that day back.
So you set that down and
I
pick
take that
up
down, I put a new canvas up.
And start again. But, okay, but then you're already generating an idea.
Already, this painting's already led to the next painting.
While you're thinking about that painting, you're thinking about
the next one.
Already, yeah. Do you ever get, I'm going to call it a drought, creative
block.
Creative drought, or block, yes?
Not very often. I've had a couple.
Did they last a while?
Mm-mm. I got to make a living. I had a kid in med school. I had to work.
Yeah. So do you have a... Do you keep hours? Do you start at
every day.
So I
start at 9:30 every morning, 10 o'clock at the latest. And I paint till 11 o'clock at night, and I quit at 11. I stop to eat.
You mean you've been painting all that, nearly 12 hours?
Every day.
Say 10 hours for sure.
10 for sure.
You're painting. Don't you start painting for a few hours? You say, boy, I got to go run an errand. I got to get out of here.
I don't want to get out of here.
You don't?
I do well inside.
You don't? Yes. You don't want to get away, just get, again, come back with maybe a different...
I'm having the most fun I can.
And sometimes we back off our work and say, well, I'm going to come back to it with a different perspective, and you don't have to do that.
No, I don't have two paintings normally or three paintings going at once.
No.
I have one painting at a time.
Yeah.
I thought this was done. It wasn't done. So I'm now into this one, and I keep coming back to this little watercolor over beside you.
And that's a portrait.